This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Jen Gordon from Arts Partners of Central Illinois, and today we're talking with Krista McKenzie, director of the Illinois Women Artists Project, and Jessica Stevenson, proprietor of Lit on Fire Used Books. They're here to tell us more about their involvement in the citywide celebration of the arts. Kristen and Jessica, welcome to Out and About.
Hello.
Kristen, let's start with you. Can you give us a little bit of the historical background of this project, as well as maybe some of the inspiration behind it?
Sure. Chani Lyons, who was the founder of the Illinois Women Artists Project that I now run, was the first to start a citywide celebration of women artists 4 years ago to help promote an exhibit that we had. And actually that year it was to help promote a symposium that she was organizing with Bradley, the Biennial Midwest Women Artists Symposium. And then we did it again 2 years later when we had an exhibit at the Riverfront Museum, Making Their Mark, Illinois Women Artists, 1940 to 1960, and we did another symposium. So Chani's no longer with us, as I mentioned, but her legacy is definitely very strong and very active. So she and I actually decided that this project, the Citywide Celebration of Women in the Arts, I renamed it that to embrace more arts. And because of that, I wanted to include more creativity than just performing arts or visual arts and really get into more literature and other kinds of things too. So anyway, we turned this over to Arts Partners. So thank you, Jen, for your board taking this on. And it's just a way to celebrate women who often are sort of overlooked, even in this day and age, for their creativity.
Kristen, can you talk about the breadth of the event?
Right. Well, it does run from October 1st through November 19th. October is National Humanities Month, so that's one reason for doing it now. It also coincides with the symposium that will run in early November. But I was just really pleased with the response we got from artists. I had to pull a few teeth and that sort of thing. But we do have theater. We've got bookstore events, and it can be anything. We're really open to any kind of program or activity or event or demonstration as long as it has to do with creativity by and about women. So a book written by a woman or a play written by a woman or performed by or whatever. And we ended up, in fact, with more people approaching us after we printed the schedule. So we're probably going to have to reprint with some new listings.
Now, Jessica, I understand that tonight is actually quite a big night for Lit on Fire Used Books. Can you tell us about it?
Yes, I will be celebrating my grand opening at my new location at 712 West Main Street. It's right next to the costume trunk. And since it is the month of October, I've already got Halloween decorations up. We'll be wearing costumes. We'll have Halloween-themed finger foods as kind of an open house. Come in, get to know us, do some shopping, see the beautiful new location, including features of certain local artists who have muraled in the new location.
One of the things I love about your approach to your store, on your website, you actually invite people to come in and vandalize the bookcases. Can
yes.
you talk about that?
Yes. So I used to go to places with a Sharpie in my purse, and I was always the girl that would go into the bathroom stall and write poetry on the bathroom stall or, you know, wherever it seemed to be a good place to do that. So that's just a part of my youth, my life. There's something about it when you find poetry or quotes, random places where you'd never expect to see them. It's like found art, kind of.
And one of the reasons why you're involved with the citywide celebration of women in the arts is because of the approach that you have to incorporating events into your space. Can you tell us a little bit about those events and the social value of that?
Yes, absolutely. The big event that I do every month on the third Wednesday of every month at 7 p.m. is called Get Lit. It is mainly a poetry open mic where everyone in the community is welcome to come and enjoy the performances and get involved by performing on their own if they would like. Acoustic music and short stories are welcome as well. I've even had comedians show up and do a comedy skit. So, you know, it's just a great way to bring the community together to celebrate their craft and bring it to the rest of the community in a way where we can support each other. I focus mostly on Let's support each other. Let's build each other up. This isn't a competition. We want everyone to feel welcome and loved. So,
Kristen, let's talk a little bit about the anchoring event to Citywide Celebration of Women in the Arts, the Midwest Women Artists Symposium.
Yes, this year we're looking at the 1960s to 80s. The theme is transforming Midwest culture and society. I'm looking at how the women artists did it. This was a very volatile, exciting, dynamic time, as we know. Think about what was going on then. We had the war in Vietnam, so we had an anti-war movement as well. We had the environmental issues, civil rights movement, and of course the second wave of feminism as well. And I have coming for panel discussions and the keynote speaker, both scholars and artists who have studied this period, as well as artists who were active in that time period. And many of them were activists as well in one or more of those issues. It's interesting that we came up with this topic well before the presidential election last fall. But think about how so many of those issues are still important to us today. And so these women are all very excited to both remember what the times were like for them as they were trying to start their careers as women, to find places, create places for displaying their artwork, and then how that is resonating today and how they're feeling re-energized by our current society.
Talk a little bit about the conversations that happen amongst the attendees of the symposium.
Well, one thing that I learned at the last symposium, which was the first time we really had a lot of artists who had been active in the time period we were discussing, is the first-person accounts that we were hearing. And I understand oral history and all of that, but it really struck me in a new way to hear these stories that were very visceral. And it wasn't looking at the time period through the lens of scholarship, through the eyes of somebody interpreting it, but what they had felt and what they had actually experienced individually, not as a group. And that generated some very interesting discussion, of course, among those of us who were listening to the conversations and the presentations. I anticipate we'll have even more of that this year because almost everybody who is speaking was alive at the time, either in school or active, working or as an artist.
Jessica, let's go back to you. You also publish a quarterly magazine that's only available in print, which is very unique these days, that features the work of local artists. So you're actively capturing those local stories. Why is that important to you?
Well, similar to the same reason why the open mic is important to me, being able to hold a piece of local art in your hands makes a big difference, I believe, to the importance of it.
Can you talk a little bit about the artists who have their pieces published? What does it mean to them to have a platform for them to share their artwork and their stories with?
I think a lot of people value the opportunity to be a part of something that's just local. You know, even if you go get a big book deal with a publisher, you can go out and your stuff may be in Barnes & Nobles across the world. But the thing is that when it's local, it's going into people's hands that you work with, that you shop with, that you, you know, maybe live next to. It's all a part of being a community who cares about everyone else in the community.
I want to go back to the actual calendar of events that's happening with a Citywide Celebration of Women in the Arts. We have a wide variety, everything from glass blowing to theatrical productions. And what's your hope, Kristen, that people will take away from the Citywide Celebration of Women in the Arts?
Well, one thing I hope is that they understand that this is just a sampling. It's like an appetizer because these kinds of things are going on throughout the year. We're not always drawing attention to them in this kind of way, a package way. I do hope that people will go to one event, get excited, and say, well, what else can I do to have the same kind of energy and the same kind of experience and exposure? But really, these are just a sampling. Plus, there are a lot of women artists who are very active in the community who maybe don't have a public platform at this particular moment. So there are artists with independent studios that you can't go visit unless you make an appointment. Something like Dana Baldwin's Sheared Edge, which is open on First Fridays, but she's not doing a special event as part of this. So really, I want people to realize that they should be looking for this throughout the year. Plus, women are included in other events that are involving men as well. So think about Emergence at the Riverfront Museum. Almost half of the artists in that are women.
We've been talking with Kristen McKinsey and Jessica Stevenson about the citywide celebration of women in the arts. Jessica and Kristen, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jen.
Thank you.
The celebration is ongoing through November 19th. For a full listing of local performances and events, you can visit artspartners.net/CCWA. And tonight, the studios on Sheridan at the Sunbeam Building invites you to attend their monthly Chow First Friday Studio and Gallery Open House. The featured exhibit this month is the second annual Art Pop Peoria Gallery Show, which will include works from artists who've been involved with the Art Pop program, including Connie Andrews, Craig Stocks, Jessica Peterson, Merrill Hickey, and many more. Music will be provided by DJ Juan Goblin. And in addition to the gallery show, you can enjoy exploring all of the artists' studios and shops in the Sunbeam Building, which will be open from 5 to 9 p.m. Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers. Our producer is Sierra Doss. If you'd like to learn more about Peoria Public Radio, you can visit our website at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.